Thanks so much for checking out the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank.
And you know what? Look, you call this one a twofer. With one speech, the President of the United States has both angered and insulted his base.
Which is not something you would think that he really wants to do. I mean, he definitely has been under fire from the Democrats and those who support them for a long time. You would think making conservatives and Republicans mad is the last thing he needs to be doing right now.
Well, it all revolves around immigration. We all know about his stance on immigration.
Well, maybe we don't all know, though, so let us know.
Well, the one specific thing that he said recently that angered people was you've got the immigration bill up in front of the Senate, and it's this compromise bill. And one of the big things in it is this temporary worker provision, a sort of a Z visa program, a way that people can who have been here illegally can work. They got to go home for a couple of years and come back. They can renew it a couple of times. People who don't like this call it amnesty. But Mr. Bush went as far to say about the people who don't like this particular provision that they are being somehow unsupportive of the country, that they are, he suggested, being un-American. We'll read the quote a little bit later on. Robert Bluey from the Heritage Foundation wrote about this on townhall.com. You can also link through to his article through his blog. And Robert, I like the title of your piece. It's How Not to Fire Up the Base.
Exactly. Well, Allison, it's quite remarkable what the president has done here. He's taken, you know, as you mentioned, he's had popularity among his conservative base throughout all of these struggles that he's endured, the war in Iraq, these battles with the Democrats, the ethics scandals that have haunted Congress. However, on this one issue, and we've seen it before, I mean, the same thing happened a year ago. The president does not have the support of his base when he proposes a plan that we see as amnesty. And unfortunately, for him, I think this is going to ultimately sink the plan. And we're seeing it in members of Congress's districts across America where they're having a voter revolt. John Kyle, the senator from Arizona, is a perfect example of somebody who's a normally reliable conservative who's had to answer some tough questions back home about this plan.
Yeah, he said something. He's heard some words out of his constituents that he didn't know before.
Yes,
some
exactly.
Language, some salty language. Let me read what the president said exactly so that people don't think we're taking this out of context in any way. He said, if you want to kill the bill, if you don't want to do what's right for America, you can pick one little aspect out of it, and you can use it to frighten people. Now, a lot of people have said this suggests that maybe he's saying you're un-American if you don't support this. And you got to know there's some people on the left and people who oppose the president who are snickering right now saying, see what it's like when you don't agree with him? He calls you un-American.
How do you like them apples, Robert Bluey?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I mean, I think the president, you know, he obviously believes this is obviously a comprehensive immigration plan. There are several components that people don't like. I mean, whether it's the Democrats who don't like the number of guest workers because the unions are upset about that, or it's conservatives who are upset about the lack of border security and the amnesty provisions in the bill, there is something. But I think the president is looking at it too narrow. I mean, here you have a massive bill that I think we're estimating is going to be over 1,000 pages when it's all said and done. And, you know, he's saying, you can pick one little aspect. But at the Heritage Foundation, we're not picking one little aspect. We're actually taking a look at the bill throughout.
Yeah, but I want to ask you, do you take it personally at all? There's one person who made a comment after reading your article that says about the president, he has taken my loyalty, thrown it back at me in my face. He has called me a racist. He's called me uncaring about the country. No more. Did you have that feeling at all yourself, or have you heard anything like that from your constituents?
Well, yeah, you know, Allison, I did have that feeling myself, and it was quite insulting that the president went out and said, you know, if you would just read this bill. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we did read the bill, and I did read the bill, and, you know, for the president to say that just because he's either frustrated with the criticism or he's just trying to gin up some support for it, I don't know what it was, but I did take it personally, and a lot of conservatives did, and I think that's why you started to see at the end of last week the White House starting to do some damage control. I mean, there was a lengthy interview in the Wall Street Journal, a friendly publication, at least on this issue, to the president. You know, so the White House realizes that Bush may have overstepped a little bit too much in that speech last week in Georgia, and is now trying to come back and win back some of that support.
Do you? This was actually something Allison was talking about before we started chatting with you, Rob. But I'm going to steal her question, which is, why does the president care about the base at this point? I mean, he's going to ride off into the sunset pretty soon. He's got a lot of brush to cut down in Crawford. I mean, isn't this a little bit about him kind of following his convictions? And don't you have to sort of respect it? Because, I mean, he's out on his own on this.
Well, sure. I mean, the president, he's not running for re-election again. So, you know, he doesn't have to worry about winning popularity in the polls. And clearly, on an issue like Iraq, he's not interested in public opinion polls because they've been consistently growing worse as time goes on. Even among his own base on that issue as well. So, you know, I think that the underlying point here is, though, that conservatives elected this person. Whether or not we knew every single detail of what he was going to do with immigration, we elected him with the understanding that he would uphold the rule of law. Now, you're absolutely right. He can disregard everything we say, and he has every right to do that. But he can just not expect the same type of support on, I think, the other issues that he wants to get done in the next year and a half.
Hey, so let me throw some poll numbers at you, because I know sometimes poll numbers can be really dry, but this one sort of caught my attention and made me think of, I don't know, a provocative question for you. This new ABC poll says that Americans in their 20s are more likely by a 2-to-1 ratio to support giving illegal immigrants the right to apply for legal status. And if you're under 40, you broadly support significantly giving legal status in some way. So here's the question. Maybe President Bush is on to something for the future. He knows that something's got to get done. The future voters of America know that, you know, these are the people who maybe have grown up with the children of the illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not such a frightening prospect. They realize that it's got to get taken care of. It's just an issue that's going to keep on going, whether everybody's arguing about it in Washington or not.
Well, and I think that you know, this is an important distinction to be made. I think that you have some people who are reacting to President Bush on immigration who would just assume not have any immigration whatsoever. I mean, I'm certainly not one of those people. I think that we should encourage immigration. I mean, for instance, my great grandparents came over from Poland. So, I mean, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the policies that allowed them to do that. I don't think people are against immigration. They're just in favor of people doing it based on the rule of law.
You know, Robert, we may need to just follow the satirical newspaper, The Onion, and say to beef up the border literally with beef. Actually, just a huge
giant cattle.
No, or you know, ground beef. Maybe it could be. I don't know. I mean, it's down to that. We may never see. I covered Congress last year, and I mean, this is just, it's like a perennial topic, and no one ever seems to get anywhere.
So if nobody seems to get anywhere, if we have this bill, Robert, shouldn't we go for this for now and do something?
Well, I mean, I think that I think that there are certain aspects of the bill that I mean, I would be all in favor of following through and making sure we have some of the border security provisions in place. I mean, this bill really does nothing in addition to what's already been passed in terms of border security. I think you're going to hear probably more about that as some of these Republican presidential candidates debate. So I think that that's the first thing you need to do. And then if you want to consider a temporary worker program down the road, you can certainly do that. I mean, as the president said, there's no way to kick out 12 million illegal immigrants out of the United States tomorrow. It just can't be done. So we do have to address it, but we need to shut off the flow first.
Robert Bluey, I just want to tell you that as we wrap up here, sometimes the people we love, like say the president, the people we've supported, sometimes they do things that hurt our feelings, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you anymore.
Robert Bluey, townhall.com is where you can find his article called Bush's Blunder. Robert Bluey from townhall.com. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Rob.
This is the Bryant Park Project.